If you're listening on podcast, be sure to tune in to our YouTube channel on YouTube at Wild and Weird WV.
Welcome to Wild and Weird Radio, a Wild and Weird West Virginia podcast.
Greetings, 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 everyone. It is that time of your, I guess, pre-weekend. It is time for Wild and Weird Radio Live. And also tonight, special occasion for a few, probably a few months to come, actually, this is going to be the actual podcast as well, the audio version.
And the first hour, anyway.
Yeah, the first hour will be. So that means stick around because we're not going to end the show at the 1 hour mark. It's going to sound like that, but that's not what's happening. So do not abandon because we have some really cool stuff to show you in that second hour, including, if I can get it uploaded, some very new, Joe, never before seen, UAP thermal footage that I took while on vacation out there this past weekend after the eclipse.
Well, I'm excited to see that because, like you said, you haven't sent me any clips of it yet, and I'm really stoked to see what you got. I remember you telling me you got some, but I'm pretty excited to see that. But before we get into all that, Bigfoot, Littlefoot, are we there yet? Yes, we are here. You were 45 minutes early and 30 minutes late. Okay, we'll see you here in a bit. Dooster, what's going on, brother? Good to have you in the house, man. I know that you guys have noticed he has changed his name as research and development, and he posted pictures of his latest build over there. I think it was a REM pod. Yep. Was that a REM pod that you built, Dewey?
Awesome little REM pod.
Looked really cool. It looks sturdy too. Was that a metal like stomp box configuration that you essentially used? Because that's going to hold up. Donahoe, what's going on? Dell Ty in the house. Good to see you back, Dell. Octopus with no friends is hanging out with all their friends here at Wild and Weird Radio. Spidey Senses got me here 90 seconds early without YouTube's help. Yeah, thank God, because like we,
Larry,
a host of Wild and Weird Radio, have not been getting alerts for Wild and Weird Radio
for
3 days after.
So let's do that. Everybody, seriously, if you know somebody who should be here, reach out to them right now and tell them and the show's on.
It wouldn't hurt to go check your notification bell setting as well, because I know that mine changed on a few folks. Yep. I noticed here recently with Small Town Monsters that my notification bell had been turned off on all of their new updates and stuff. So I went and flicked that bell again like it owed me some money. So you guys get out there, check your notification bell, and make sure you're still subscribed to Wild and Weird Radio. So get on it, dag on it. And let's see, we've got
get on it, dag on it.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like something Bruchette would say.
Right.
You turning into him? Why? What's going on?
We got Larry Hose in the house. What's going on, brother? Excited to see you in a couple days. James Nelson's in the house. Nancy White hanging out as usual. Nancy, we love you. You're one of our favorite human beings. I just want you to know that. Lotus Flower, how's it going? Good to see you back. Brandon Wills, get in here.
I'm sending the link. I forgot. Sorry, Brandon. It was my fault, man.
Teresa of Teresa's Haunted History of the Tri-State. What is going on? There he is. Looky there. You ask and you will receive.
There he is. He's back.
Then we've got Dooster again. Spooky Appalachia. Terry McCullough in the house. That's right. It's Thursday Wild group time. That's 100% correct. Chris Coots. What is going on, buddy? Good to see you back. Fish Belly, as usual, pleasure to have you. Thanks for hanging out. Finding the Trackway. Ada Cox, another one of our favorite humans out there. Rob Posey, what's going on? Good to see you back. Lisa, hey there, family. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday indeed.
Happy pre-weekend.
Right. Eyes in the Woods is in the house. Nice. We've got, I think that caught us up with the people in the chat. And there's a few folks that are not here that are usually. So I'm going to send out some messages here in a second.
Send out some messages, everybody. Reach out there and tell everybody, you know, the show is on. And let's get this place packed because we have a lot to go over tonight.
And while we're waiting on some of the rest of those guys to show up over here, just remember this show's kept
rolling
indefinitely for eons and eons and eons and eons to come by the likes of the executive producers Adam Good, L.W. Marshall, Teresa of Teresa's Haunted History of the Tri-State, Larry Hose, Ada Cox, Nancy White, Scott Holbrook, Tommy Swigger, Pat, Small Town Monsters, Eyes in the Woods, James Nelson, our amazing super chatters, as always, some of the most phenomenal people we know, Dewey Edwards, Spooky Appalachia. Speaking of Dewey Edwards, look there in the background.
Dewey Edwards.
You've got Jimothy at Spooky Appalachia, Guitar Chains Craig, Travis Orednick, Jeffrey Steele, Russ Bailey, Chris Coots, Bigfoot, Littlefoot, Terry Summerfield, Sarah Ramsey, Julie Bug, Finding the Trackway, Donahoe, Angie Breeden, Jen Clower, Jamie Snell, Ike the Fob Daddy Fobber, Ashley Hilt of On Wednesdays We Talk Weird, and that other show that I butcher literally every week's name, but it's about beasts and beastie stuff.
That's all you can remember.
And Lisa.
Let's put Dewey up there and let's give Dewey a big old Sky Daddy applause.
Of course. He has been summoned. Followed by Ada Cox coming in right behind the juice.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Every dollar, every cent. Lisa. Thank you so much. Lisa. Thank you.
Lisa. Yep. That's awesome. Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You are fantastic.
Cool. Thank you guys. Thanks everybody for keeping it free.
I think that's three. Yeah. Blessings. Yes. Okay, everybody who's actually listening to this show, remember, people are actually listening to the show this time. So we're going to have to kind of read off some stuff for them. I know we sometimes don't do that. So it's a little bit of a different animal, but it's okay. It's all good. So everybody, this is the show, Wild and Weird Radio Live. And we have some pretty cool people out there in the audience right now that are live, that pre-recorded live for you guys, but for us it's live.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, this is the live show. And like Ron said earlier, the first hour of the show from here on, at least for the next several months, is going to be uploaded as our regularly scheduled podcast. There is a lot going on in the House of Wild and Weird right now, and
it's a lot weird.
We've been having to kind of make some adjustments, and this is one of those adjustments, and we thank you guys for understanding. Finding the Trackways in the house coming in hot. Look at you, man. Thank you so much. We've got some people graduating this week, guys, from super chatter to executive producer status.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we've got Lisa and Finding the Trackway who are jumping up into the executive producer status.
Congratulations. Thank you guys. Wow.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Hey, Brandon, you're on the wrong mic.
I am.
Oh. Yep.
Copy. Yeah, I think it's coming through your laptop.
It is. Okay.
There we go.
You going? Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thank you, guys. Let's go ahead and dig into the meat of this. We don't have any major news updates for you, except for the biggest news update that dropped. What was it? Two days ago, Ron?
It's a pretty big news update, honestly. It's just not a bunch of news.
It's all about one thing.
Yeah. But what's weird about this is we called this. We talked about this. And this is a thing that we do. We don't run with the stories until they get a little more proof behind them. Okay. So now I'm okay to talk about this. We had talked about before.
If we see this just show up on one random news site that is kind of obscure and not necessarily it might be noteworthy in the sense that it's a news agency, but it might not be out there amongst some of the other more trusted news sites, so to speak.
Well, it's going to hit everywhere now. So,
yeah, it's going to be all you're not going to not see it.
This will be Friday's news. This is that. So here we go. Basically, what happened was just a couple of days ago, Arrow decides it's going to release its big report. And it releases its report, its next report that it just released. which is full of just terrible, terrible errors. And we're going to talk about that too and figure out, you know, what in the world's going on there. Chris Mellon actually wrote a really scathing article about it in the debrief, I believe. And we're going to talk about some of that. But one of the things that is in this document, Joe, is the acknowledgement of this Kona Blue program. Now, yeah. What this is significant because this was a conspiracy theory for years. Okay. There was a lot of people who knew that this thing was existing, that it was some kind of a crash retrieval program. That's what it was supposed to be for. And lo and behold, yes, that's exactly what this is. It is a crash retrieval program. And I'm going to read to you exactly what this document says. And this is the source.
Before you do that, real quick, I want to bring up that header one time. And I want to bring something on this to everybody's attention. Notice in the top right-hand corner, the agency.
Yep.
This is not from the Office of the Pentagon.
Nope.
This is from DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Official seal, all that good stuff. And it's been declassified and made public knowledge now. So Ron, take it away, man.
Yeah, this is pretty significant stuff, guys. So I am going to pull my screen over here and I'm going to read to you just straight up what this thing is. Okay. Basically, Kona Blue was rumored for a very long time to exist. And everyone said, no, this is not real. This is, you know, you guys are tinfoil hats, all the above. You know the nice little slurs they like to give us every now and again, right?
And they always hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Exactly. But now it's been confirmed. And it's actually been confirmed that inside of this, Kona Blue was actually a extraterrestrial recovery program. They don't say extraterrestrial. They call it AAVs. That's what they're calling them, Advanced Aerospace Vehicles. We call those UAPs. So there's that. It actually is a very detailed layout for not only retrieval, but reverse engineering. Where have we heard that before, Joe?
Well, several places going all the way back to the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It seems like more and more of this stuff that rolls out, as much as people hate on Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
It seems to validate his story every time one of these things roll out.
Right. Right. I absolutely agree with you on this.
Or does.
In the beginning, I was still kind of on the fence with Bob, but at this point I'm just like, okay, well, either he's either a plant, or B, he's a time traveler. I mean, you know, I don't know. He can see in the future or something. I don't know what happened. But anyway, the purpose of this special access program is that's what it was too. It's a special access program. It means it was declassified. It was classified, not declassified. Sorry. This has been declassified now, so you can talk about it. But it was
You know what else is declassified? Lotus Flower jumping into the mix, guys. Thank you, Lotus Flower, keeping it free.
So this document laid out the groundworks, right? And what's interesting about it is that this is the quote. This is what it was for. It was to acquire, study, engineer, and to identify technology from AAVs, Advanced Aerospace Vehicles. The document laid out the proposal of get this budget, guys. You're going to love it. The first year, $12 to $15 million. Year number two, $25 million. The next few years, it goes up to $50 million per year is what I'm trying to tell you.
This a lot of money, guys.
It was going to escalate every single year, even more and more money. Now, here's the weird part about this. The purpose was listed under national security. Now, for years, they told us UFOs were not a threat to national security. Right? I mean, was that in my reality or did that?
No, happen? For that was years. It's what the excuse was.
Okay. That's what I thought too. No threat to national security, right? Yeah. We're going to spend how many, you know, almost a billion dollars probably by the time this thing was done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was to access recovered advanced technologies and to determine if threat capabilities and an explicit reference to trying to reverse engineer these technologies.
I got something you can reverse engineer. Tommy, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Tommy.
Appreciate you very much, man. You're awesome. Sky Daddy be with you.
Absolutely. Sky Daddy be with
you. Everybody who's listening on audio side is like, what kind of ADHD wonderland is this?
What am I listening to? This is not a podcast. This is cats in a bag fighting. No, yeah, but it's not. We don't fight here. It's weird like that. But yeah, so anyway, they were really concerned, and this is the key part here. They were really concerned that, namely, Russia and China were going to get their hands on these AAV technologies explicitly, that they already had access to them. So this is where we hear that word, you know, they're always saying,
I want you to say that last part again, Ron, just so everybody gets it.
That they already have them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know how we're always hearing this, they're afraid that there was an adversarial jump, you know, in technology. This goes back to this, in my opinion.
It goes back to jumping like this? Yeah.
Very good.
L.W. Marshall says, there's tons of money to spend on this program, but $0 for Arrow.
Thank you, my friend. That's the best. I don't even know how to explain that.
I know, right? Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks, LW. Definitely. Fob Daddy's in the house. What's going on, brother?
So basically what we're saying here is not only were they afraid that they were, you know, these foreign countries were going to get this adversarial jump on us. They were going to get this technological jump. All right. They knew this to have them.
Deucer's over here cheating on us, by the way.
Uh-oh.
He said, I'll be right back. Wife just pulled homemade meatloaf out of the oven and it smells delicious. I'm going to go over in the corner and cry.
Yeah, that's not now. Cheating.
I'd love to have some homemade meatloaf.
Yep.
Now, Brandy had a good question, though. What year did this program start again, Ron? Went back all the way to...
Find this. Hang on. I got to pull the actual program up. I'm going to actually pull that up.
This originally, it went back.
Yeah.
Because it was... It was two different programs before it became ATIP.
Oh gosh. Yeah. It's in that whole mess is where it's at. So
it's
I've got to go
back. Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go and find that for you here in just a second. The thing about this though, guys, is that we've heard this multiple times. We're not reverse engineering anything. This
over material, and over and over.
Yeah. It doesn't exist. None of this exists. Here's a direct quote. The direct quote that you should take away from this. Quote, recovered AAV technology is in and is only accessible within an SAP access program construct. Special access program construct is what that means. So here's the kicker, though. All right, you heard all that. And you're like, oh, my gosh, they admitted they have crash retrieval. They did it, right? No, they didn't do it, guys. They didn't. They wanted to do this. They didn't have the technology though.
This to CJ, this is great value, Joss Gates.
This is amazing.
Answer your question.
So the DoD stated basically that they scrapped the entire program because they meant to retrieve these advanced materials and reverse engineer them, but they couldn't actually find any. What?
Right.
I mean, all I can say to that is what? Like that is, no words, guys. I have no words for that.
Well, one of the things that you've got to keep in mind, because of the nature in which these materials were handled, they were immediately put into the private sector to protect them against FOIA requests.
We talked about that.
And we've covered that multiple times, actually.
Yeah.
And the kind of protection that gives these programs is that... Unless you are part of a SAP, you're not going to know where it's at.
Exactly.
And then to boot, unless your SAP has a reason to know who owns and where it's at, you're not going to know. And if you go asking the questions, you're going to be denied.
Or worse.
Yeah. Or worse.
I mean, you know, there's a reason, like we said before, you know,
holy crap, stop the show.
Hey,
Russ Bailey.
Russ Bailey's here.
We have Russ Bailey in the house. Holy crap. Russ, we've missed you, brother.
Where have you been?
He has returned.
He's been to Lanulo's. That's where he's been. He's been to Lanulo's.
Lotus Flower says, what better way to not admit that they're getting the technology directly from the ETs and not from reverse engineering?
Well, what a better way to say that there's nothing to this reverse engineering nonsense than to list this out and say, okay, we had that program, but we created that program, billions of dollars possibly on a program that could have been done. By the way, just to let you know, I think it was just a few hours ago, Department of Homeland Security came out and said, hey, this never happened. It was a proposal. Yeah. Although we have, this other part of it that says this program, it's approved. I don't know the truth behind any of this right now. And if you're as confused as I am, then join the club, because that's what they want.
Oh, yeah.
This is a land of confusion. That's what ufology is. It is a land of confusion, and they want it to be that way, in my opinion.
Fishbelly says, if there's enough advanced technology crashing to justify a retrieval program, you have to ask, why are they crashing?
Yeah. Things crash when you shoot them down. So,
that's what I was wondering. Either they're crashing more often, or we're getting better at finding them.
Well,
one of the two.
Or a third option. They're being delivered.
That is actually an option. That
too. Yeah.
Yeah. That they is
could actually be being an crashed on purpose.
Yeah. That's the,
let's give the primates this.
Yeah.
Oh, Russ Bailey.
Russ.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Multiple thank yous. Okay.
Men in Black allegedly crashing. Exactly. Wait. Are we agreeing with Men in Black now?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Right.
But yeah, you've got the possibility that these things are being dropped on purpose. Not necessarily dropped on purpose as in like, oh, here it comes, chugga, 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 and then it falls out of the sky. But just like, let's give the primates this and see what they do.
Right.
Let's try to kickstart their next jump in technology and make them ready for X, Y, or Z.
So it was like when we retreated from Vietnam and they were all trying to figure out how to use all of our Black Hawks that we left behind.
Yeah.
It could be. So yeah, this is I'm just gonna put the link over there for you guys for the whole PDF. And you can go look at this yourself, because I want to get on to some of this other stuff in the first hour.
Yeah. LW said they some things may also crash that are unmanned, like probes that have been in space a long time.
That's right, bud. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's what Avi believes, right?
Yeah, it is. And guys, Ron just threw that link over in the comments. All you got to do is copy paste that into your internet browser, and it will take you directly to the PDF download for the Kabuki project.
And go ahead and download that and keep yourself a copy of that, because it is kind of historical, actually, if you're, into ufology.
I think it was just a couple of weeks ago that some lady in Florida had space junk crash to her house.
I heard about that. That satellite, it was a piece of a Samsung satellite.
Yep.
Yeah. It had been like dead for, I think, 8 or 9 years. And it just kind of
came to life and decided to crash into her house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombie satellites. Gotta love them. Yeah. Hit that like button. Thank you, Julie. I always forget. Again, you think we would know social media. We don't.
Bad thing is we do. We just forget because we get wrapped up in it. So speaking of, remember, subscribe. Obey.
Oh, wait, subscribe. No, that's something else you're doing. Don't do that. They'll be blacklisting us or something.
One of us.
Right. Exactly what I'm saying.
Look, you use Zener cards. I use subliminal messaging.
Zener cards. I just test people with those. you know, you're trying to, you know, subliminal message people. Dude, you know how many albums were destroyed because of that?
Oh, yeah.
Good
album. Men in Black says, defunct probes. Are they talking about the space garbage we leave near orbit of their backwater planet, allegedly?
That's priceless. Okay, let me see if I found this. I want to find this video for you so I can...
Lisa says, another fork in the matrix. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, I found it. And I am going to pause this.
And then... So what we're looking at when we're looking at this entire project here, it is essentially something that has been purposely covered up,
yeah,
for over a decade.
Right.
There have been people who were lambasted and baked out in the sun and left for dead, who said that this program existed, not under the name Kona Blue, but under various other names, and who were blasted by the media. Jolie Bug coming in hot. Share a happy birthday, Jolie Bug. No. Sharing the birthday love.
Hey, thank happy birthday. So much.
Happy birthday.
I wish we had a birthday image.
And you got the good old birthday too for Jolie Bug.
Thank you.
Should make one of Braxy zapping some candles and lighting them up.
That's a good idea, Brandon. That's a great idea.
With this program, like I said, it is a program that so many people have been rolled under the bus for saying or claiming or even just stating that existed.
Yeah.
And for years, the media, government officials, even UFO researchers have poo-pooed it.
Oh, yeah. They've actually gone at each other's throats.
Yeah.
Over it, which is just, to me, laughable. I don't understand that mentality as to why we have to fight over such things. But, you know, people.
CJ said, if this program does not exist, why do all the stealth bombers look like UFOs?
Well, you know, I'm saying if the project doesn't exist, why in the world did you think, you know, someone was going to pay you that many, you know, possibly $1 billion or more just to do that? Why did the CIA go to Dr. Nolan to have him try to figure out some type of strange alien blood? Rob Posey, that is a beautiful question.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right on that. Kit Green and Dr. Nolan both. You're referring to the research because I believe the CIA went to him and said something like, well, you're the only man who has the machine that we need. They'll do what we want it to do. And that was basically a genetic screening type machine.
So Lisa says, the blasting by the media is becoming a common practice. You can almost tell what's real by what they deny the hardest.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what it is. Yes.
Danny Buckner said he's glad to see that Ron didn't get 8 last week.
I did not. I did not get 8. I did not, you know, go blind. Staring at
Are
the
we
sun.
Sure this is actually Ron?
Pretty sure. Just
to be a body snatcher version. I'm pretty sure. And the only reason I'm pretty sure is because he sent me a picture of this hat previously.
Yeah. That's why I did that. So you'd all know. Well, I'm official researcher now. I have a hat.
You are. It's official.
It is. It's official. It's
the big times, man.
That's a big time. Right? That's how you gotta do it.
So, Lotus says having audio problems. So, just so everybody's in the loop, you might be having some delays. There could be some latency with the internet, especially in the region that we're in right now, because they are currently conducting massive repairs to the grid itself for, the infrastructure of the internet after the tornadoes and everything that went through over the last 2 weeks. So I know that I personally am lucky to even be fast enough to be on the live right now, because the last couple of days I was worried it wasn't going to be good enough to get on. So here we're here. So if you guys are having or experiencing any kind of audio latency, it will repair itself when it goes into the final upload. Mm-hmm. But just try to hang in as best you can, and hopefully it will be intermittent and not consistent. Patrick Noble's in the house. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
So, Anita says it's the wild and weird sorting hat.
It could be. It could be.
I tell you what, Ron, you need to get the thing autographed by Bob Gimlin one day.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That'd be good.
They need to get him a Stetson to get that.
Yeah.
The Ron Moorhead. That hard, woven hay hat.
Yeah, you don't want to waste that opportunity. Hey, I ain't complaining. I mean, you know, I paid less than $15 for this hat. I don't know.
Yeah, and then after a quick internet research, I found out that this thing costs over $80 to get it shipped to your house. So you got a good steal.
I did all right.
Yeah.
All right.
The problem is my head's so big that most hats won't fit. So
American hat makers, man, if I can get one to fit my dome, they got you covered. Lisa says we just went through that a couple weeks ago and got our system back 10 times faster. That's what I'm hoping happens with us.
That's real nice.
Then, Donahoe says if Ron doesn't have a cord coming out of his back, it's the real Ron.
It's right here. Yeah. There it is.
Gryffindor. Nah, the trackway.
You guys are funny. So, here's the thing. We know that at this point, they were proposing things like crash retrieval programs, even though they admit for years that that's nonsense. That's complete nonsense. You know, these people are crazy. And yet here it is. They were obviously doing that. So now we have to ask ourselves, what other things were they doing?
Oh, 100%. Like how many of these other programs and we've said this before.
Yeah.
What was this back when ATIP was first announced? We had this conversation, I think it was in the end of season one, where we were talking about if this project is real, how many others that have been dismissed are real?
Right, exactly. I knew we used to talk about, Majestic and whatnot, you know, the whole... and I'm still on the fence with it, but at this point I'm like, you know what? It may not have been called that, but it does seem like there was something in there. That's a special access program. If it did exist, it would have been a special access program.
Yeah.
So,
even if it wasn't just one program,
the
Majestic 12 could have been a series of programs that were all compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And somebody found
and
papers they weren't supposed to that were talking about all of those programs in one form.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, what better way to, this is the whole, like I said, it's a land of confusion because you're just, all the things you thought you knew, you don't anymore.
Yeah. The cord would run out the bottom of Agent Ron's black pant leg, allegedly.
That's funny. He doesn't have wireless technology.
You would think at this day and age, no. He would at least be running on Bluetooth.
No, I don't like those things. They look weird.
Terry McCullough, don't they realize how much more they reveal while trying to hide things?
Yeah,
you probably do. That's probably part of it.
You know, here's my thing. So they released their report, and like I said, Chris did a really good job on this. I'll give you this one as well. Let me find the link for you guys so you can go and follow along in your book. Here you go.
Chris Mellon's report, right?
Yeah. This is from the debrief. And this is Christopher Mellon's take on the situation, basically. I've summed it down just a little bit, not the whole thing. The whole thing is ridiculous. We can't go into all of it. It would take hours, literally, to go over everything that's messed up with this. That's how bad it is. But one of the main things I think about it is that, the law required them to provide a written detailed report of historical records of the United States government relating to unidentified anomalous phenomena. The word investigation was nowhere. It appeared absolutely nowhere in the report. There's another breach where the terms of the law required Arrow to compile itemized a report of the U.S. and intelligence agency abuse on UAP technology and whatnot. That, none of that's there. Include a compilation of itemized key historical records of involvement of intelligence communities with unidentified anomalous phenomena, including any efforts to obfuscate, manipulate public opinion, hide or otherwise provide incorrect, unclassified or classified information about unidentified anomalous phenomena. And contrary to congressional direction, Arrow completely omits entire agencies, guys, NORAD, NSA, DIA, prior to 2009, even though you can go and search and I can go and search and find documents that clearly link them to UAP phenomena, they completely ignored it. It didn't happen in their history. It was also the first report. This is the weird part. He said it was the first time that a report had been submitted months before its due date. That's interesting to me,
too. Which means there was probably nothing to write. This right? This report's been closed for how long? They're like, oh, well, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also the first report that, from Arrow that was submitted to Congress that the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, did not sign off on. It is the most, I love this. It is the most error ridden and unsatisfactory government report I can recall reading during or after decades of government service. We all make mistakes, but this report is an outliner in terms of inaccuracies and errors. Were I reviewing this as a graduate student's thesis, it would receive a failing grade for failing to understand the assignment, sloppy and inadequate research, and flawed interpretations of the data. They got programs wrong. They got dates wrong. And yeah. Basically what I think it comes down to, guys, is they didn't care. This is somebody else's problem.
This was probably thrown together by an intern who only had scraps of information to use.
No, dude, I just don't think they cared. I think they thought that they were going to do, as much as they could get by with, and that's it. They're not going to do any more than that. They didn't interview anyone, any serious researchers. They reached out to no serious researchers whatsoever. I even acknowledged that, Jacques Vallée, who had tons of data for them.
Yeah.
They didn't reach out to any of those guys. There's nothing there. They did the bare minimum of what the law required them to do, and they got paid for it. Yeah, that's what it comes down to, I think.
L.W. Marshall says, submitted early, maybe predetermined conclusions like the Condon report might also account for the errors. It was rushed to get it over with.
To get it over with. Yeah, exactly. We don't want to do this. We don't want to be here. Let's do what we have to do and move on.
Dana Black says this document is our finest work, allegedly.
Yeah, I think so too. I would agree with that.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. It's
good luck decoding it. Yeah, I agree also with that because it is a absolute mess.
And that is likely on purpose.
Oh yeah. I believe it.
Just like when they released the 27 million or 17 million pages from the CIA.
Yeah.
Back in like 2017 or whatever, none of it was in order.
No.
You had to go through it all and put the pages together and they had a massive team of people that went through and it took a couple years to get it all put together right.
I mean, it's just bits and pieces here and there. And that's kind of what you got going on here. It's just like they wanted to get this out of the way and move on is what they wanted to do. I don't think they wanted anything to do with the UAP topic whatsoever. That's what I think.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, and look what it's done for the Pentagon. It's just been a mire.
Well,
a mud pit.
Well, it's a good point. And then you have Sean Kirkpatrick, who left the program. And everyone's like, oh, well, why did he leave? Why did he leave? I'll tell you why he left. You know why he left as well as I do. You can't order civilians, right? Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Fishbelly says national security secrets are kept. PSYOPs misinformation runs rampant. Their objective is to leave us with less than we started with.
Well done. That's exactly what they've done.
Oz in the Wood says Jacques Vallée has nothing to do with intelligence community anymore. He told Diana Pulaska to stay away from them.
So
yeah,
that's Pasulka. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could be it too. I mean, we saw that with what you sent me today as well, Brandon, about Grush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who don't know, there was a piece. It was the Black Vault. Is that who did that?
Yeah.
That article that stated basically that Grush had refused to meet with Arrow. But if you go back and look at the dates, Brandon, on that, you're going to see that it falls well beyond that window where he pretty much said, I'm fed up with this.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go do my own thing, which is exactly what he did. So after he came forward, then they reached out and tried to get him to come over to them. At that point, he even made a point to say, and not just him, there was someone else, I believe, it was one of the silo commander guys who had a sighting, right? He even said that he questioned whether they were even, classified, had enough classification to even hear what he had to say, that he would be breaking his NDA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, he probably thought, well, they're trying to trick me here, and I'm not going to.
I'm not going to offer that rope-a-dope, because that's the quickest way to get him to shut his mouth permanently is lock him up in freaking Fort Lost in the Woods, Missouri.
Exactly.
Because that's where he would have wound up. He would have wound up in Leonardwood.
Yeah.
And you'd never seen him again.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, to me, this is part of the game. And I think he had a lot of lawyers, and the lawyers told him what he could and could not say. Yes, Grush is very smart, Oz. Extremely smart. And I think it terrifies them.
I think he's looked at other people's mistakes in the past, and he's trying to avoid getting deleted like they did.
Right.
Deleted, silenced, made fun of, all the above, basically, is what it comes down to.
Don't do what Bob Lazar did.
Don't. It didn't end so good. You know, I mean,
right.
Everyone thinks it did, but it didn't.
Poor guy's been tormented.
CJ Boker, do you think Space Force is another program to hide UFO recovery program? I still don't understand why we have a Space Force program. I can talk to that as a prior service member, specifically Air Force. And part of
he's wearing a Gallagher shirt, so trust him.
Yeah, exactly. Gallagher. Yeah. And part of my program, being that we were fabrication, we were part of aerospace. Now I never worked in the aerospace side of things, but we had to train in all of it and had to be schooled on how to work with all the stuff. Finding the trackway, not Leavenworth. There's facilities at Lost in the Woods. Trust me. As far as Space Force goes, that program has existed since prior to 2003 when I enlisted. Our motto back in the day was air power, space power. Only thing that it did was separate it out from in a financial way, because so much money was being attributed to the at the time what was being called Space Command, which is now officially Space Command. They just separated it off, similar to how the Air Force bounced away from the Army. It was we grew out of the Army rather than being a whole new entity. It grew out of it.
Okay, Joe, stop defending the Air Force. Do they or do they not have UFOs? See how this works?
Right.
For real. I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and you're right. U.S. Space Command, all those guys, what they had to do is they had to literally watch all this junk in orbit, right? That was their job.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me, you know, that you're going to try to get these guys together and, you know, let's just focus on doing that. So money, that's what it comes down to. Let's just call it what it is. It's money, you know, and compartmentalization, further compartmentalization. I don't want you guys who fly planes to be doing this. Y'all go back out to the flight lines and, you know, buff the canopies or whatnot. Yeah. Let us take care of the things that are up there. And I think that's what they kind of did. But you know, is it a UFO? What do you think, Joe, for real? Do you think there's anything to that?
I can't
at this point,
I can't say anything.
Yeah. At this point I can't,
like that would be,
I used to think no.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I can't say that there isn't. I personally was never involved with anything that was of that type of.
Right. No, we're playing speculation here. I'm just asking you to speculate based upon what we're seeing come out of the woods at this point, and there's a lot. Is it conceivable?
He's wanting to do like OJ and write a book that says, I didn't kill her, but if I did, I'd do it like this.
I mean, if I could run the OJ process, I guess. that's a great analogy,
Brandon. I don't know, man. Sometimes I wonder about you.
That is a great analogy. I mean, if there was a UFO recovery program, I'm sure that it would be very carefully guarded and very, very, very quiet,
yeah,
and compartmentalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Agent Joe, please remember our agreement. You signed an NDA to get those CIA paychecks, allegedly. I get the process. Ashley says, I get the process applications all the time for folks who are in the Space Force. I always want to start asking questions, but they really don't know anything. And I like my day job.
That's a good answer, Ashley.
Exactly. Like,
that's a great answer right there.
Unless your job demands that you work in and around certain stuff in the military, it's all compartmentalized.
Yeah.
You're not gonna know. Like there were parts of aircraft, like I can talk about this, but there were parts of aircraft that I had no idea what they did. I knew that we built them. I knew that we made the pieces, but I had no idea what they did because that wasn't my purview. My job was strictly to build it, assemble it, screw it in place. Had nothing to do with the engineering aspects of technology. That was all in avionics and in comms, and it was all compartmentalized. They would go out and look at a plane and be like, oh, there's a big bunch of metal, a ton of rivets.
Dude, I mean,
what you're saying is you didn't or did work with UFO and UFO accessories.
I didn't work with UFOs.
Knowingly.
He didn't. Yeah, knowingly.
That's what you're trying to say, Brandon. Did you knowingly or unknowingly? Wow, this metal,
when you bend it, it goes right back in shape. Isn't that weird, guys?
Right?
But no, the compartmentalization process is so strict, guys, that literally, if you're designing Space Force.
Yep, at this point, I think Space Force is probably ran by Zorak.
Right. it's Zorak or... the guy with the fangs.
I can't take any of this serious anymore. I don't know how anyone out there listening to this serious at this point.
Hey, so, you guys, why are we doing?
They're probably like, wait a minute, what happened to this show?
I know, right?
That's what's happening, guys.
The show has devolved.
I'm sorry, it's going to be this way for a little bit. If you've never been to the lives, this is what they're like.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, we're approaching the in 10 minutes. This is all it is for you guys who are listening on audio, by the way. But this show is still going to go on. So you want to tune in for the full show every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and catch the rest of it, because it just keeps going and going. Sometimes we don't even know when it ends.
Terry got it. It was Brack. Brack was my favorite character from Space Ghost, and especially his extension in Coast to Coast.
It's on HBO Max. You should go watch it. It's hilarious.
What is it?
Brack Show.
Oh, the Brack Show is amazing. Yeah. That was on Toonami back in the day, late at night.
Yeah. Yeah, Brack came on and became a just a cult figure.
Yeah.
And so they made it its own spinoff, basically.
I've got to go practice my Brack voice and I'll start breaking it out on the show. I used to be able to do it dead on. I just need about 5 minutes with him and I'll be able to get it out there for you.
It's only been like 20 years.
I know, yeah. Right?
That's right. It's true. So, guys out there and everybody, what is your take on this? I've heard a couple of people, and I know we've got people out there who have not said anything at this point.
Men in Black's take is out there. This show is some of our finest work, primates. They used to be something almost credible. Larry Ho says we need a Brack Daddy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know how quick HBO would come after us for that.
Why not? You know, it's funny. Yeah. So basically what we learned so far is we have someone who is very interested in, they're so interested in keeping this quiet that they literally released a document that a few years ago would never have been released, by the way, ever in any sense would have been acknowledged. They think that you're so stupid. They think that we, all of us, are so stupid that we don't know why you would create a program like this. And then you're going to get by saying something like, oh, but we didn't find anything, so we couldn't really do the program. Well, why did you propose the program? Why would you propose a program? I mean, if there were no pink elephants for me to go out and study, I would not write this massive document and this budget proposal for how to catch a non-existent thing. Would I? I mean, why would I do that?
Right. It wouldn't make any sense. What kind
of waste of time is that? I mean, no. So that's how stupid they think you are. I just, you know, throwing it out there. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah, Brandy.
Larry says, I try to keep those thoughts to myself. I don't need Men in Black to show up.
Nah, no, doesn't matter.
LW said, I think you put it perfectly, Ron, with land of confusion in this field. You can't discount anything and you can't fully believe anything either. Yeah,
it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. Unfortunately, it's true. And I just, you know, I don't know where that part's going to end. I know we're sitting here and we're waiting for, you know, we're still waiting for Gresh's op-ed.
He's not that's done. Been quiet. That was supposed to come out over a month and a half ago.
Well, look at what happened though. The preemptive strike is what
that's
happened.
That's true.
And it was a desperate preemptive strike at that, just to let you know. You could see it. So he's got to be very careful with what he says, how he says it. And he's got to, you know, they put him in a corner. I'll be honest with you. He wants to say things, but I don't think he can. Yeah, mine too.
The Genesis
beams. I know. Happens to me every land time.
Of confusion.
Every time I see one of those articles, that happens to me. LW.
Oh, speaking of birthdays, guess who else's birthday is today?
God,
George Knapp.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday, George Knapp.
Listening out there.
He might be out there listening. It's possible.
Yeah, he has before. I know that.
George,
there's been comments made.
Happy birthday, George! From
oriented those, towards us, so
guys out there in wild and weird West Virginia.
Hi, y'all! Happy birthday!
Yeah, yeehaw! Geez.
He's not with us. No, I'm kidding.
But but yeah, guys, thanks thanks for hanging out with us. We're gonna go ahead and chop the front half off here. So everybody who is listening,
you got 5 minutes. Everybody, stay tuned. Stay on here. Do not go. Don't leave.
This is not a real.
This is not real.
Get used to this over the next little bit.
This is a drill. Remain seated. Please stand by.
Everybody listening out there in audio land, thanks for hanging out with us here for the first hour of Wild and Weird Radio Live. Remember, if you want to catch the rest of it, jump over to our YouTube. There's going to be at least an additional hour of this where we continue to cover the latest in this UFO fiasco. That is the best way to put it at this point, concerning the Kona Blue Project. Remember, jump over to YouTube. That is Wild and Weird WV over on YouTube. Go subscribe over there because we're going to be doing a whole lot more over here for the next few months. We appreciate everybody who's listening out there, all of our night shifters, everybody who's out driving in the roads. You guys are awesome. Remember, if you have potatoes, then you can always swim somewhere, I'm sure. They're sort of like flotation devices. Stay wild and weird, everybody.